cars.
If you have no cars, it wouldn't be an error going to park the car.
If you have a lot of money, it's not a lot.
In the name of the days, it's a mitzvah, it's a bitch, a lot of this year.
So,
if you have a lot of money, so it's a lot of money, but with the eyes, it can be in the sea of Emmets, but it's also a bitch. We are ashamed to be a schnee, also it's not in the sea of Emmets. But if you have a lot of money, so with the eyes, it's not in the sea of Emmets. But for that, as it is. So, by talking meaning that he no core is just the law, so then the wouldn't be put on the chlitz. We had the time with what? Mach is ishtim yuchede shiyel, chayom of your core is. So, what kind of an isho patas the tzore, only if there is a chivka. Be ishtim rabbi Shmuel, it is again mashma, שאין בו קורס. יקטון הורסון, ואיש אשר ייקח איזה איש אסוכי. ואיש אסוכי לא ביבחנו סביטאבה. עתו אם אבא שסוכי לא ביבחנו, או אין אבא שסוכי ביבחנו. ואבירי יסק. So I mean, the Tereskem says, and there is, you could argue, I mean, that it is reference to Ishizokhi. Even to Ishizokhi Mili. ואבירי יסק. הוי ויוסר החיסובי והחיסים. ויוסר ישסוכי. So, so in regard to one's end, so there is no difference whether she is an achisobi for achisimi in the av, or she is minnoi, talmud leima. So the mailer we could say that regarding ishisochi, it doesn't make any difference. Just as by ishisochi we love him, so there is a new price. So ishisochi we love him also. Talmud leima nidi. So this can says nidi. Regarding ishisochi, the Torah employs the term nidi. Man nidi, it's not nidi, that's ishisach. But what's the chart of nidi? In other words, there is an analogy between nidi and ishisach. Just as regarding nidi, there is a heter. Man nidi, yishlo heter, yishlo yiser. Af ishisach, yishlo heter, yishlo yiser. Vizu, vi. So in other words, which kind of an ishisach is a heter? Ishisach in Mori. So the Mori give me. Yes, the Yam was ishisach in Bimei. So then, there is never has a heter. So in other words, so it's much more than the Tereskehani that when it is a chikores, that kiva ishisach in Mori, that sometimes it is a heter. But ishisach in Bimei, that never has a heter. So it's always so there, but there is never called. ביצוע איש סוכים לא אומרים שיש לו איסה, יש לו היתר. אם יש לו בונים אסור, אין לו בונים בטרס. מה השפעה בעצם מוטה איש סוכים מימי, ואין בו חוץ. בדרך הפותי יצא מישהו מפורשת, זה דריס חוץ. בדרך הכל מה הוא לבוש, הוא דרוש של אינטרס כן. לא יוסי, לא מוטה איש סוכים מימי, אלו עושה לו מימה, בלי כקורס. אף בין שסוכים בלי אופי, בין לו בונים בחיו פיילו. So it's a very hard to say that the pshat in the interesting is not that the Shizokhi Mime there is no Chiv Kores. But that the pshat interesting is that the Ike Kores av the Shizokhi Miovi ve'ilo bonim v'chayu bayo. Ve'ilo bonim v'chayu bayo. So of course, ve'ilo bonim v'chayu bayo, so there is a Nisar of Shishish, but I mean, in addition, besides the Isar Eshishish, we're not concerned with the Isar Eshishish, but besides the Isar Eshishish, there is a Chiv Kores, even Be'im Abon, B'chai Bayo, B'chai Bayo. Avo Gav, Yish Lo Heter, Le'acha Mitzel. Nima Mide Avo Gav, Yish Lo Heter, Le'acha Mitzel. V'shas Yisur Abi Kores, so just as needed. Yish Lo Heter, Le'acha Mitzel. Vishai, over, so like, she's later after, over Vishasi Suro, is because, Avish is after. So that's the Droshi. The Droshi is because one could argue that there is Kores by Ishisochi, me or we, even if I'm upon it. Because we could say, since by Ishisochi, me or we, in upon it, שלוי בחיי בעיה. So then, יצא את הגומו, so מילא בחיי, even בחיי בעיה, but by the way, it's book of course. So this is what the Raskin tells us. The man the Avogashi each had the Racha with him. Racha, like, Racha Shetit, so sees the Teres. He's still the Shasi saw the chorus. Avishisach came. So Ishisach, even though Racha is his Bible, he paid no money. If the Baal doesn't have money, I mean, it doesn't depend upon her, whether she is sure. So it's Heter, but Bichai Bailo, so the same Miser applies. I mean, there is no Shin, and there is a Chiv Kores also. Directly, more we follow the Roshi Tereskin, was the Mutish of the Mutay. I was the Mutay, the Kores of the Stock, the Mutay, the Kores of the Kores, Avakal Mishweta, the Hamise, the Mani, the Avakal Mishweta, the Achavita, Mishas is so the Kores, Avish is Achim, the Ochidomish, the Mishabwa, the Benetim. So, because the Roshi is not Mashma, that this is what Tereskin is trying to point out. The Roshi Mashma, the Shalme, the Pereko, God, the Koma, the Achim, the Yosso, the Chalim. So Achim say Yotzo Mechalik, in other words, the Tifon is born, I mean, not Baruch Barayis. Be'el Mecho, Be'el Nachas. So Yishchai Baruch Lachas V'achas. V'nido say Yotzo Mitbaril. Achim involves an additional image. I mean, over and above the regular cause. Achim means that he can't have children or the children are punished if he has children. What a poor Yishisach, the Yoshal, Lomo Yotzeitz, and Mishan and Limbari, what a comma of Yetzi, the Dose, and Tzeirach Yotzeitz, Limay, the Shisach of Nime, the Ma, the Dose, the Shisach Yopi, Miopi, Kiryal Vosso, Elvas, the Day, the Day, the Day, the Bach Yopi, Piopi, Ate Shisachi, ביוחד מיוחד. ובסחוך את דורש לא מנית אי, כמו בתרסקי אני. מה שלא בהבד לא מייתי שסוחי. מי מי, so at first the Yerushalmi tries to reduce it from the Dose, just as by the Dose, so only. איש יש אחיובי מיוחד, but not איש יש אחיובי מי מי. So, by איש יסוחי, also, when is the chorus, only by איש יסוחי, Yogit, not by Sokhine. Then Yerushalmi says that we learned out from Nide. Just as Nide is Shahetea, so here too. So, when is the chorus? Only by Shesochi that there is sometimes a Heta. That's a Shesochi more. So we see the same Droshe. And there, it's explicit that the Pshat of the Droshe is, that only by Shesochi Yogit there is that image. Of course, but not by Yishisachim Yimei, but here the Mishnah says in some of the words that Yishisachim Yimei is also an elbow, that means there is a chiv kores. Mash mehed il mayi Yishisachim Yimei. Also, v'tirei tzarav ha-meishe, we also remove the elemahir, because in the Arayis, the chorus of Arayis has something unique, in other words, that it's coupled with the chiv of Arayis also. Chorus attaches to the person, to the delinquent person, the one who committed Avir, but it does not affect the children. But the chorus of Arayis generally so involves an element of Inish for the children. In other words, if he doesn't have children, so the Inish is that he won't have children, and if he does have children, so the Inish consists in the Inish for the children. So that element applies to the chorus of Arayis generally, but Ishisochid Mimei, so there is a Chiyu Kores. But the Kores of Ishisochid Mimei, Ishisochid Mimei, is like the Kores of Echochelem, like the Kores of Echochelem, it doesn't have the element of Ahirim. That's the only thing. But the Kores itself applies to Ishisochid Mimei, just as it applies to Ishisochid
Mimei. What is the
consensus
of the Kores of
Echochelem? What is the Kores of Echochelem? But soon takes us to discuss. The Tibet of the Mesha will also be put in the Hsi Bahai Kof, our Kores Yeshu, the Hodi Moyo Mela, Machinso Bahisei, the Beno Benimei, Avogal, the Bahinso, so Bahisei, we see Bahiri, so how could we even for a moment, try to deduce from a chisod and a chesed. If we say that it is not first because it's all, so then we can understand the Teraskirim. Because the Teraskirim says that there is a good reason to assume that there is a chiyuv kores by chisod. Because we should make an analogy between Ishisoch, Ishisochi, and Achisovim, Achisimim, just as Gabi Achisovim, so Ben Achisovim, we love him, and Ben Achisovim, we love him. So there is a Chiyuv Kores, so by Ishisochim, Ben Ishisochim, we love him, Ben Ishisochim, we love him, there is Kores. But if the Pshat is that it's Potter of Ahili, now by Achis, Obif Bachisine, Yahir is not mentioned. So how could we say, even for a moment, that there is an argument, there is a basis to assume that Ishisochi, meaning there is an Ahir? Why? Because we should make an analogy between Ishisochi and Achisochi. Just as Bachisochi, so maybe Obif, maybe even there is Ahir. Where did the Torah mention Ahir? We got the Achisochi. So Akeshi Rabbi the dog. Akeshi Rabbi the Rishabwa Rivente. So the Makeshi, the Ishisochi, no. Nakish Klara is a Kunde. But when Nakish Lishisochi, we need to do it. The Mayait, we need to do it. So we learn out, that there is no Aviri Gabishisochi. In other words, the Ahiri is only mentioned in connection of the Shizokim Yomi. Shizokim Yomi, not in connection with the Shizokim Yomi. But we're talking to you today, we're Rashi, Sheime, or the whole chorus, who is Ari Nichris. So Arab Ramesh's Pshah is, cannot be called with Rashi Shit. Because Rashi Shit means that the distinction between chorus and the Shemayim consists in that Nisa Nishamayim, the Eilish of Nisa Nishamayim is limited only to the Chete, not to the children. Mashiachim, the Eilish of Kores involves an Eilish for the children also. So that by definition of Kores is contrasted from Nisa Nishamayim. So it involves the Eilish of children. So how can we say, so once there is chorus by Ishis of Nime, so it must involve the element of children too, because if it doesn't involve the element of English for children, so then it means that by Ishis of Nime, the chiyuv is not chorus, the chiyuv is the Shemayim. And this is not so, because missing the Shemayim does not matter tzore. It only chorus matters tzore, not missing the Shemayim. So you talk about yourself and Ashi Sheim and the whole chorus of Zahari Yichas. The Haime Dikin Kor Meshamayim. Elo Lebevo. Sheim Eya Ben Nichas of Zahari Yelo Barayis. The Sib Barayim. But other chorus, let's say the chorus of Chil and Dab, and Chomet, Zeri, and Kippur, and so on. Or the chorus of Chil Shabbos. So don't involve the element of Barayim. So, but the chorus of Barayim generally involves the element of Barayim. So that's the drosha in Teraskeani, that Ishisochim Mime does not involve the element of Ahir. So according to the law, what is the difference between Kores and Ishisochim? Bechilu kiyish ben Nisa ben Kores, ki doma b'Yerushalim, Kores ben Nun, umot b'kwein b'nirsib al tachis v'shir et akos, v'abidosom ad Nun, umise ui b'samach, kineise nirsib, Tamu Vishom Yomus. So that words, according to the before, so the Yiddish of Kores consists in that before fifth, and the Yiddish of Kores, the Yiddish of Nisim Shemayim consists in that before sixth. Now what does it mean before? I mean that's a little moving who died before fifth and before fourth. So it means that even if his lifespan had been much longer, let's say his lifespan had been 8 years. So because of the chiyuv of Kores, so his lifespan might be reduced to less than 50. And by Nisa Shemayim, even if the lifespan is much longer, but because of the Aveira, because of the Yiddish of Nisa Shemayim, So it might be reduced to less than 69 say. I mean, I deliberately say it might be reduced because the onshin b'nishamayim have to be distinguished from the onshin of b'dayodom. The onshin of b'dayodom, so there is no way out. The onshin of b'dayodom. There is no way out. Let's say somebody is chayav mises bezek, and if he didn't have such circumstances that he is chayav mises, let's say, asroyeh, and maybe kavod as asroyeh, all deported. So then, even if he has all the schus in the world, let's say it will be established that he observed, he would have more than Esau. So that will not relieve him of the English. Masha'im came by onshin b'nei shamayim. So too, if somebody eats, because I is chalev, he is chalev kohes. He is chalev kohes. If somebody eats chometz and yimakipuri, he is chalev kohes. So Teisus says the kashya. Teisus, Yiksume says the kashya. But we see kamo v'shoyim. I mean, who are Iber and all kinds of Yubikores, and they live a long life, and Almitosom. So Bivadai, so what is the answer that is given? Bivadai Yishlem is a schus. Bivadai Yishlem is a schus. So in other words, Imonshim Nishamayim de Acheshbeinis. Imonshim de Odom la Mo Acheshbeinis. You cannot say this person has such a schus of Kibda, he has such a schus of Mr. Asnefesh. For Jews, it doesn't matter. He can have all the schus in the world. If he's chayav misa ben yodom, and it is ben yodom, whether it's misa or malchus. So he has to get it, that's all. But nonshin b'shamayim, so a schus is effective. So that's why I say, so let's say, what does it mean that the inish consists in dying before 50, in Kodesh or misa b'shamayim, before 60? That means that even if he's destined lifespan is, let's say, is 80 or 90, but because of that Avera, so it might reduce to less than 50. By Mr. Shemayim, to less than 60. It might be reduced. It does not necessarily mean that it will be reduced, but because of a certain Cheshbenis that Ashkocha has, because of his schus, whether his own schus or schus ofes or schus ivois, whatever it is, so he might have a long lifespan, and the Inish will be beat out with Beil Magoan. So, in non-Shim Lishamayim, they are Cheshbenis. In non-Shim Lishamayim, they are no Cheshbenis. So the Rebbe says, so the Chiyu came to Bissel Goretz. Gideon Abbe Rosh HaOmed, the Goretz Benun, who not betrayed the Chsiv at Achiz Hashim et Akosim. Now, we do some at Nun, who meets him in the Samach, the Mezim Nito, the Chsiv, the Tavu Shomim, so the Chiyu Kalashah Shomim. The Meitkot Namrinon, Minun ve'atzamer zui misas kores. So the Yerushalmi says that the English of kores consists in not living more over 50, but and misin shemayim not over 60. But the Yerushalmi, that's the Yerushalmi, because what our Gemara Meitkot says that if one dies between 50 and 60, so that's God's. Now again, what does it mean between 50 and 60? The lifespan of Shmuel HaRamosi, Shmuel HaNovi, was Nun Bein Shono, 52 years old. Shmuel HaRamosi is certainly not the Lord, but that was his lifespan. Bonechaye umizene, the Gemara says, love is with Italian will say, Lord, Mazel Italian will say. Mazel doesn't mean stars. Mazel means something that is very hidden. That's called mazel. It means, in other words, we cannot determine the merits of a person on the basis of his lifespan. We cannot say, well, this person lived 90, over 90 years. So, it shows it's tzaddik. Mordechai Kaplan is probably 96 years old and he's a Mises in Madiach. He's probably one of the biggest Mises in Madiach, I mean, in America. But, and he's 96 years old. We cannot determine on the basis of the lifespan of a person. And Shmuel HaRamosi lived only 52 years, and he was a novi. Shmuel HaRamosi, why? Because that was Bonechayim Zeyne Labis Husatalim Yitze, El Mazoletalim Yitze. Something hidden. The Ashkocha has its Cheshbenes, but this is beyond our inquisitive grasp. We cannot understand it. It's incomprehensible. That's Mazel. Mazel means something that is hidden. that is esoteric, mysterious, and cannot be understood. And what is it?
Many Rishonim explain Mazal to me with the Ashkocha, it goes to a certain Mazalot that I was
speaking. All right, anyway, I don't know. Well, there might be some Rishonim. I mean, I don't know who the Rishonim are. The Ebenezer was born in the astrology. I mean, but besides the Ebenezer, I don't know anymore. All right, but the Rambam says that if one believes in all the stars, so anyway, so mazel means something here. So when the Gemara says it means that if otherwise his lifespan would be long, so because of the avera of kodesh, so it would be reduced to minu matzam. So Mrs. Scott, the cadence man calls. We take the Jewish reform, the British are going on the bed. My body, I really think we do say no more. Keep me calling special me. According to the reform, that every chorus, every chorus of the, that every chorus does not involve the element, only the chorus of our rights, because there are really mentioned. So he said, "Bricha kol elvente in my poli chariri b'chsid b'dosi omri kim mikomes l'shamin onari v'im." So what's the kashe? The reason as to why the Torah mentions ariru b'dosi to let us know that there is an element of ariri of enish for children. V'im shuv b'shesoch shmaim onari b'chol arayis im kein havel lak shuye ariru b'shesach omri. So. But, and if we say that the kasha means, why does the Torah have the mention? Avir, with David Dosei, now, it's mentioned in connection with the Shesach Avir. And we learn, there is a Hekesh, Chol Arayis. So we learn out from the Shesach, why does the Torah have the mention? Avir, with David Dosei. So then the question is, in King Havla, actually, Avir, with the Shesach, because in the order of the Arayis, So the dosei is mentioned first, and it's just later. So if the kasha of the Gemara is based upon the fact that since Ariri is mentioned in Ishesach, so why? So we learn out through a hekesh that the same Ariri applies to all Arayas, to all the chorus of Arayas. So the Gemara should ask, once the Torah mentioned Ariri got the dosei, which is mentioned first, why does the Torah have to mention Ariri, Ligabe, Yishesach? How is it that the Gemara reverses and the Kashe and says, why does the Torah have to mention Ariri, Ligabe, Dosei? After all, it's bound to mention later in connection, Ariri, in connection with Yishesach. Vimshin Yishesach, Shabin Ariri, Chalaraiska, Achi Ariri, Yishesach, Holy Kodos. Veinari, Yishun, Vayish, Vaitzel, Yil, Yaulif kol ha'arois, kol ha'arais v'nidel ha'aroi. Kol ha'ochet lo. Because, in other words, the Kerei Hero is mentioned in Tamenido, so we learn out in the Hekesh that ha'aroi is chayev in Goma B'yosei, so it's chayev ha'or ha'arais. Kol ha'ochet lo nich, ha'arivi d'chzib b'yosei lomer. Leila von ha'amenido d'chzib d'aroi shesoch in Nidu. Since we have to learn out from Ishesoch. There it's mentioned Nido. So the Torah did not have to mention Ariri Gabi Nidose, because Ariri is mentioned Gabi Shesach, and Gabi Shesach, the Torah employs the term Nido. So Mimele, from the same posse, we could learn out both of them. Now, the Shittas HaRambam is very strange with Gabi Kodes. Very strange. Now, so Tesef, the Rebbe mentions that the difference between Kores and Mishnei Shemayim consists in that Mishnei Shemayim is after 60. What do you mean after 60? Because the mentioned is saying Shem. So if one dies after 70, so it cannot be considered as an age. because that's normal span of his life. So even if he's otherwise, span of life would be 80 or 90, but it cannot be considered as an Amish on account of the fact that the Amish is in the Shibusha. So maybe when can it be considered as an Amish if one dies at an age less than 70? Necessary. So that's Mr. Shemayim point out to God. And if he's below 60, so that's the English points. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says something very strange. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, Perkes in Hilchos Tshuva Halachah, Hatoivo Hatzuno Tzadiki, Yichai Yoreo Mabo, V'yachayim Sheimo V'simoem, V'atibo Sheimim Moro, Kushe Kosu Peteiro V'magita Bo V'arach Yom. וישמו הלום דו מנית המוח לא יום שיקול תהי ורח להיות לו יום שיקול לא וזהו היום הבא וזכר הצדיק אם הוא שאיסקו לדי עם זה ותהי ותהי בזו ופירוי לו ראשונים הוא שלא ייסקו לחיים מהי נבוא את תמונה וזה חלחי יום הבא אלו יכריסו וימוס וכל מי שמזה חלחי מהי הוא אמיץ שמחי לאיום אלו נכנס ברישה ואובת כבהנו וזהו קורס הקסובה בתירו, שנבא מקורס קורס הנפש ההיא, מפי השבוע לומדו, מקורס ביום הזה, מקורס לרבו. תלימה, שהיא זה הנפש שפי עושה מנהגות ביום הזה, אם זה יכול לך יום הבא, אלא גם אם יום הבא נכנסת. So it's much more from Roshan, from the Rambam, that קורס consists in a לכם יום. I mean that is, it's not zero. Because the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that only Chiyov and Mise is Yeshlam Chelek Rabo. And the Rambam also mentioned it. And the Chiyov and Mises Besdin, so most of the Mises Besdin have chorus also. There are a few Mises Besdin that do not have chorus. Of course, I mean, any what of the Chiyovim Mises Besdin is Yesh Lamechel Korabo. I mean, the Gemara mentions that many times. And the Gemara in Azov, they said, when the sonim of Dovid said, Habu al Meshishish, Misosi Bama, so Dovid answered them, Misosi Bechenek, Abo Yesh Lamechel Korabo, Abo Amal Mutechadir Barabi, Mein Lechel Korabo. I mean, so, Kamo Gemoras. So, And the Rambam also mentions it, and here the Rambam says all of a sudden that Kores HaKsuba Bateiro consists in Eilach Hebron. I mean, it's very strange. So we have to say, in this Rambam, we have to say, now it's impossible, I mean, that according to the Rambam, every Kores is Eilach Hebron, so that means one who is Eichel Chometz, the Pesach, so is Eilach Hebron, unless it's Jewish. But the Rambam, in the Shuva mentions who is in the Chalvabo. And then he says everyone else, even though he's Bechuyev, he says best and everything. So he's Yesh the Chalvabo. So it's inconceivable that Kores consists in the Chalvabo. But the Rambam, the Moshe Rambam here, in the first of the Shuva, it's like that. He says, Ubiroi no Shoyim hu, Shalom Yisku lechayim meiru, Elo Yichrisu biyom musu, וכל מי שנזכר לחיים אלו הוא אמיץ שאינכי חי לאלו אלו נכנס ברישי ויובד כבהמו וזהו קורס הקסור בתירו שנאמר לי קורס וקורס הנפש אני התיישבו לומדו וקורס דיור לזה כבר זמנו So we have to say that the Rambam has two kinds of chorus. There is a chorus where the Torah employs the term ונכריסו, הנפש אני. והבדים נכנס הנפש וכרבם. B'nichriso. Usually the Torah uses the Roshna, Abadeti is a nefesh, or B'nichriso. But then, in the parasha of Megadim, the Zohar, the Torah employs the expression Ikores, Ikores. Ikores. Be'ah. והנפש אשר תעשה ביוד רומו, מנועז רוח ומנגדיר, אסע נשם ומגדיר, ונכנסו הנפש ההיא מקרב You can't have amo. So first, the Torah uses the Moshe B'nichis. B'nichis. Just as the Torah uses B'nichis in regard to other affairs of God. Then the Torah says, Kivah Hashem Bozo Vesmitzvose Heifa Yikores Yikores Hanefesh Ayi Aboi Mabo. So Yikores Yikores. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin deduces the whole halacha of Eivu Shilachem Mabo. Yerna Shomayim, Yikres Hameitzin Ateiro. I mean, all that. Yikores. So the Gemara deduces from this passage. Kivah Hashem Bozo. So Migadik is Nichlal, and Amizor is Nichlal Yikores. I mean, all those that in Chilif Mabo are deduced from this person. Are deduced from this person. So the Torah uses the Roshi Yikores Yikores. So the Roshi of the morning in the Chilif is Yikores Ben Mazeh, Yikores Ben Mabo. So when the Rambam defines Yikores as in Chilif Mabo, the Rambam is preference to the Yikores of Yikores Yikores. To the Yikores of Yikores Yikores. Not to the chorus of Indichis. So the chorus of Indichis is like Mizu Shemai. There is a difference, I mean, as the divorces, I mean, whatever it is. There is a slight difference, but it's the same kind of English. The same kind of English. But then the chorus of the chorus, the chorus, the chorus of the chorus, the chorus, that consists in the English and the As a matter of fact, I mean, as far as I know, so, wherever the Torah mentions the chorus, not of the chorus, so the Torah doesn't use the Rosh of the chorus, but use Vinichis, not the chorus. Where does the Torah use the Rosh of the chorus? He chorus. That's only here, the parashah of Miladim. So there the Torah says he chorus, the chorus. But in the other cases, the Torah generally uses the notion of Nichis. I know only of one notion now. There will be one second. I'll predict if there is a big difference between the notion of Nichis and the notion of the Koris. Nichis is skull. The Koris is spear. So I mean, it has a different connotation altogether. But there is one Koris that belongs to the category of Koris. That the Nachti Kores to Kores. And there, I think also the Pio is used. But Nachti Kores was the same. Kinefesh Kavi Dam, Koyichu Dam. Kinefesh Komposo Rome Bin Avshin. Vahima Ud Nisroyo Dam Komposo Nisichil. Kinefesh Komposo Dome Yi. Koyichu Vi Kores. So it's the same. I mean also Pio, Vi Kores. The same form as he calls. But there the Torah doesn't say he calls, he calls, he calls. I mean, just says he calls.
Perhaps we keep the Russian word of Hazel.
No, but here the Torah says he calls, so the Rosh of Chazal is he calls Lil Mazek, he calls Lil Makom. So this is what the Rambam means when he says, when the Rambam says, בכל מי שנזכר לחי מיהו הוא ופירוין או השויים הוא שניסקו לחי מיהו על נכנס וביומוס בכל מי שנזכר לחי מיהו הוא אמץ שנחי מיהו אבל הוא נכנס ברישי ואובת כבאימו וזהו קורס הפסול בתאירו שנאמר קורס לקורס הנפש היום קודם So the Rambam only has reference to the chorus of the chorus, the chorus. Right. Now, Bachisish. In Hachis, the Nido Tiosel Yop, Abofish Vitawa Hakei, Kmoi Achisish, she is Yavemes Apumis Mishdahake. Let's say, Ruben and Shimon, two brothers, were married to two sisters, to Rachel and Leah. So Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Then Reuven died. So Shimon cannot be Miyabri Rachel, because she is Achis Ishi. Suppose that Leah, after the Nisa of Ruben, let's say a month later, Leah died. So we do not say, now that Leah died, so she became the Amrochet. We do not say that. So that's the Alochet of Mesra Shachas and the Dagilea, that since at one moment, so there was no Zike, so the Zike is fucked. So this is, as the Kashi, they were hatching, we don't feel so good. אבל כשמתאר החכם, כמו יחס אישי שתי, שאין מסיעה באמס, אנחנו מצליק שתי החכם. So even though later, after the Nisa of Ruben, a month later, so, Leodai, the wife of Shimon, so now, Rochel is not affected with the Nisa of Achis Ishtei, because Achis Ishtei, Achamis Ishtei is not a Surah. So still there is no use. So why? Because of Mr. Shachas, because of Dark Elea. So here we should so take his kashi is. Take his kashi is. So whenever the wife of the deceased brother is in need of Shas Mitzas, so then there should be no evil in the need of, even after she becomes stable in the Nidor. They say, and after all, Nidor is a Misakores. This is a chorus, but it is to be noted. I mean, it's not biblical. Tetzves only mentions the kashe as why a nidor should not be asur, even after she becomes sterile. Why don't we apply the same aloche that we apply to Gabi Achis Isha? So even after the Isha of Achis Isha is vocal, let's say the wife of the surviving brother died, so then she's not a son of Achis Isha, so Rochel not a son of Achis Isha. So even then she has to. So why don't we apply the same principle to Nidor, so that she should be a sumo even after she's saved? From Nidor is this a chorus? Why? Monefsha, if takes this, head is out in Aitok, Nidor bears an analogy to Achis Isha. So Tetzus should ask another kasha, should go one step further, that Nidor should part of the Torah too. In other words, if let's say, Ruben died, and one wife is a Nidor, and the other wife, the Torah is not a Nidor, Bishas Mitzvah. So she should part of the Torah too. That Tetzus doesn't really mention. So why does Tetzus say, Eil Hakshis, the Nidor, the also Yom of the Hakei, who could kill Tif Ter Tzoros. That is, it doesn't even mention. Apparently, that is completely inconsistent. Tetzah gives the Utsin, that show that even the Nidor herself, Lachashi Teiro, so she is Mutteras Nidor, and the Yom has to be Yaka. But Tetzah raise the question, why do we say that Lacha Shikitoyim, so she's Xiavetis? Why don't we apply the same aloha that you apply to Gami Achis Ishi? But taste, it doesn't occur to taste with smiling even for one moment that the Nidor should battle its own. What if Jeff, if it occurred to taste with smiling that the Nidor is an elbow just like Achis Ishi, and because of that we should say that it should be asur yom even after she's tehiro minidoso. So Teisa should go one step further. I mean, she should patter the Torah too. Now, so we see from that even Teisa in the kashe understood before Teisa proceeded to give the Utsin as to why Nido is to be distinguished from Achis Isha. Lacha Mrs. Ishtel, but even then Tetzus understood that there is a fundamental distinction between Nidor and other Arayis, Achis Isha. Why is there a fundamental distinction? Very simple, because Achis Isha is an elbow. How could one conceive for one moment that a Nidor is an elbow to her own husband? So that means that every husband and wife, so in other words, so the wife of every husband, when she is in Nidor, she becomes an elbow to her husband. And then she becomes Mutares, and then again and again again Mutares. It's inconceivable. It's not logical. I mean, that then you go. So in other words, so Tesis, even the Kashi on this book, as Tesis says in the texts, in the first text, that Nido is to be distinguished from Achis Ishon because the Yisrael of Nido applies even to the husband. So what does Tesis mean? Since it applies even to the husband, so maybe you cannot say she's an elbow. How can you say that the wife of a certain man is an elbow to her husband? It's inconceivable. But there is an Isser incumbent upon the Baal, Love Alish Tebilibus. That's what there is. And there is a Chilukos. But we cannot say that a needle to her husband, to her own husband, is an elbow. It's inconceivable. If somebody wants to be an action and says, no, all right, fine. But it just isn't mistaken that one's own wife is an elbow to her husband. Every month, she becomes an elbow to her husband. And so takes this, even the Kashi took it for granted that we cannot say that the Isha herself, as a Gavre, is, I don't know whether you can use the expression Gavre, Gavre, Isha, or anyway. So the Isha herself, as a person, is an elbow. That's impossible. Now, another question, and in regard to another question, there is a machlokes v'shem. Now, Arayas is one of the Averas that is Yoel Boyab, Ibn Mitzine, Shomim Shashashmav, Ibn Mishchav Vanoset, Abu Esatzim, and so on. So what is Arayas? Shishish. Well, what Arayas? Yisui Kores. Let's see, Imei, Obite, Yachetzei, if an Anos will force a person, you know, to cohabit with one of the Arayas, Achetzei, Imei, Bite, and so on, Achetzei, Achetzei, so he's mechuyev to let himself be killed. How about Nido? Is there a deen of Yoel Yahweh around the Isa? Now, so from the Chinuch in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's mashma that on Nido there is no deen of Yoel Yahweh. On Nido there is no deen of Yoel Yahweh. And you can ask the same question, Gabe, or reading Acharayas. So if someone is ready to be Amis, one of the Arayas, so it's Nidla Tzeri B'Nafshe. But suppose someone is ready to Bachar Pnuyo. It's not Nidla Tzeri B'Nafshe, he is allowed to kill that the one who is ready to be Me'am is it. But if he's ready to Bachar Naram Rosso, so then you are Mechuyev to kill if you have no other way of saving Naram Rosso. And the same thing applies to all Arayas. Let's say if someone is ready to be Me'am is Achise, or Bite, or Rime, or whatever it is. So if there is no other way of saving the near defes, so it's a mitzvah to kill the rain. How about someone who is ready to be married as a nido? Not only she said, you know what, she's a nido. Whether it's Nitlatzel Nafshi, so from Rosh of Rashi in Sanhedrin, it's mashma that it's not Nitlatzel Nafshi. Because Rashi mentions the Gabulatzel Nafshi, the fact that the blood is for. Now Rashi doesn't mean that Niklatzul Nafshi is based upon the fact that the Vlad will be a mamzer. And suppose we know that there won't be any Vlad from this A.S. Let's say the Naram Rosso is it cannot have children. I mean, so it won't be Niklatzul Nafshi. Of course it will be Niklatzul Nafshi. Rashi mentions that as a Raya in Amoret. What is the Raya that Naram Rosso or any other elbow is a Nisa of Arayas? The fact that the blood of such a being is imams. So that's the right. So in other words, so that means that if somebody is ready to be mad as a nido, there is no halacha of the blood of the nafshi. Because true nido is a chiyuv kores, but the blood is kosher. I mean, dushni tefes. So it's not an elbow. So it's not an isra rais. Now, and from the chiyuch, it's mashba. However, from the chiyuch yoro, I'm sochi, the Chidush Yoro, I'm sochi, the Sugi of Yoel Yahweh, in Kodshor, he says that it's Yoel Yahweh in connection with Nidotu. Now, so, you can't ask, the mechaber of the Or, because there are two roles. I mean, it's not the same. The mechaber of the Or, the mechaber of the chinuch is not the same Rabbi Baal HaLevi as the chidushi Or. I'm sorry. It's different. It's different roles. All right. So in other words, we have a machlekes hashem. Now the Yosef. You has needed from the resources, you has needed the fears that there is your Yodami on himself. The Shalish Jewish Nei Yoshua, that's not as the grandfather of the Nei Yoshua. So the Shalish Jewish Nei Yoshua discusses that question and then he comes to the conclusion that by needed there is no Yodia. He comes to the conclusion, but actually there is a Machlekes. For most Rishayim it appears that there is no Yodia, but for the Bes Yosef, the Bishyos that she did is that there is Yahweh. Now, so those who say that there is no Yahweh, let's say the Chinuch, and Rashi, and the Shalish Jewish and Yeshua, that there is no Yahweh, why does they say no Yahweh? There is a Chiv Kores. The answer is, it's not a Chiv Kores. It's the fact that Dushin is not interested and that the blood is an answer. That's the criterion whereby we determine whether an Israel is an Israel Arayas or it's not an Israel Arayas. But those who say, let's say, like the Roh and Zoch and the Yosef, those who say, like the Roh in Zoch and the Yosef, that there is Yahweh, and they hold, since there is a Chiv Kores. And Nito, the Kores of Nito, it's not only the Kores is mentioned, alright? So Kores is mentioned in Gabi Chometz in Pesach too. But the fact that the Nisa of Nido and the Kores of Nido is mentioned in the Parsha of Arayos and the Nichrisu Kolam Foshes as referenced over them. So that means, that implies that Nido is a Nisa Arayos. Nido is a Nisa Arayos. Nido is a Nisa Arayos. So maybe it's your Yahweh and according to them, I suppose, if somebody is ready for Arayos as a Nido, so it would be Matzil Dinavshe. Now, but even if we say that Nido, there is Yahweh Yahweh, so because the chorus of Nido is mentioned in the parasha of Arayes, so that implies that the Yisra Nido, the Yisra, that the Yisra Nido that applies into the Baal, is also Lovei Alishtei Bimduso, is an Yisra of Arayes. It has the same chimer, the same din as the Yisra Arayes, but not that the Yisra so. Is it out? That not. Even the Roham Zochi and the Bishyos who say that there is Yorik Mayaber Anido, so they hold that it has the same din as the Misraeis, because the chorus of Nido is mentioned in the Parsha of Arayis. So that means that it has the same chimer, the same din as all these as the Isur Arayis. But the Isha herself is not an Elmo. Achaisish is an Elmo because she's a Surani. But Nido, so every month she's a Nido and she's also the husband. So it doesn't mean that every month she becomes an Elva and a husband. It's not shy to say that it fluctuates. She becomes every month an Elva and then the Shemelva is Foka. It doesn't make sense. I mean that every month she becomes an Elva and then when she becomes Teiro, so the Shemelva is Foka. The reason is why the Roham Psochim says that there is Yahweh Yahweh, because the Iser of Nido is an Iser of Arayis. But the Isha herself is not an Elva. How do we know that the Isha herself is not an Elva? Because the same Isa Nido applies to one's own wife. How can one's own wife be an Elva and a husband? So in Mele, here, so that's the fundamental distinction between Yahweh Yahweh and let's say the aloche that an elbow that a certain Misha patterns the tzor. The Gabi Yahweh Yahweh, so the important question is not whether the Isha is an elbow or not, whether the Isha is an Isha of Arayis. So since the chorus, the Isha and the chorus of Nido is mentioned in the parashe of Arayis together with all other Arayis, so that gives it an Isha of Arayis. So it has the same deal, the same chayna, just as the Yisra of Yishishish and Yisra of Achisishne and Achisom of Achisine is an Yisra of Arayis of Yoyim Yahweh and Mitmatzil Benafshe, so that too is an Isra Brayis. But the Isha herself is not an Erbo. So Mimela sees the Isha herself is not an Erbo, she cannot father the Torah. When can a woman father the Torah, not just if there is an Isra Brayis, but if the Isha is an Erbo? So that's the halacha of Isha Lachay Sol and Sikach Litzrayel Galis Achos HaOlam V'Chayel. An Erbo. But a Nido based in Dusso does not have Isha Erbo to the heart. The Isha, according to some Isha, is an Isha Rais. According to some Isha, it's not even Isha Rais. It's no Yol Yaveh, not Isha Rais. But even those Isha who say that there is Yol Yaveh, so it's an Isha Rais. It has the Cheder of Isha Rais. The Gabi Odin. But the Isha herself is not an Erbo. And the Gabi Paros, the case is Kashi was, Nido, Shur Yasur Yom, even a time when Yochi, when the deceased brother passed away, so she was a widow, so then she'd be a soul Yochi, even Lacha Shikiyate. In the same way, it's a Chisishte, so she's a soul, even though it's basically Ishtakake. Why? Because of this for sure. This case is cut. Now, so we pointed out last time, why, how is it that he doesn't ask? One of Shech Chisis in the Kashi, and made an analogy between Nido and Achizisho. So Teza should have asked another Kashi, Teza should have gone one step further, and he should even have asked that if there is a Tzore, and one of the women is a Nido, so she should bother the Tzore too, just as Achizisho bothers the Tzore. That Teza doesn't give mess. So we said, because Nido, first of all, I mentioned in my quick question, whether the Gabi Yoyvar Yavir, whether the Aloch of Yoyvar Yavir applies to Nido or not. So from the Chinuch, the Bes Yosef says that it applies to Nido, because it's an Issa Kores, even though the blood is kosher, but since it's an Issa Kores, so Mimela Nido is an Issa Arayis. And the Ritva mentions in the name of the Ritva Amtsochi, mentions in the name of the Ro that there is Yod Yavir on it. From the Chinuch it's Mashma, but there is no Yod Yavir on it. Then, if you have the Geras Kiddush Hashem of the Rambam, so you will see that the Rambam, the Geras Kiddush Hashem, says that even Anos was unsaying Bobi Alanido, so then he's Mechuyim to Misa Nefesh, he's Mifaresye, Misram Lavire, not Misa Larayis. So we see that the Shidas Rambam means that Nido does not have a Dina Parayis. Why? Because since Dushni Seifes, the blood is kosher, so it's not Misa Larayis. True, all Chayovich Chises are constitutes an Isra Arayis. But Nido not, because Nido, the blood is kosher, and the Gushni Stapes, and furthermore, the Gemara in Gemara says, now there is a Locha of Esnan Zeyden. There is a Locha of Esnan Zeyden. So suppose, if he gave that someone gave, a clay to a Nido, a Schar Bieh, so he doesn't have a din of Esther's age. And the Gemara says in Gemara that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says, follow Havoah Pnuyo, he's also saying it. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, so even if he gives a clay Besnano to a Pnuyo, not an Erbo, so it has a din of Esther's age, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But if a Baal is Boalish, when you do so, so she doesn't become Zayde even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Ponu Habol Apnuye is also Zayde. So we see that when Baal is Boalish in Nido, it's not even Bia's news. How could she be an Ergo if the Bia is not even considered the Bia's news? It's an Issa Kores. This Bia is an Issa Kores. But an Ergo she isn't. If the Bia is not in Bia's news, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says Ponu Habol Apnuye also Zayde, but Baal Habolish in Nido is Lui also Zayde. Because it's not to be as loose. So it's certainly not now. So all the Rishonim agree. Now all the Rishonim agree that Nido is not now. So but the Yosef Shiti is that there is Yod Yaveya. I mean and the Rosh Shiti is that it's Yod Yaveya. So the answer is the Yisr has the chimer of the Yisur Arayis, it is indeed of Israelites, but the Isha herself is not considered an Erbo. It's not Shayach. It's inconceivable. I mean that the wife, every time she becomes an Ido, she becomes an Erbo to her husband. it's a nisakores. So according to some Rishaini, in view of the fact that the Yisel of Nido and the Chiyuvkores of Nido is mentioned in the Parsha of Arayas together with all other Arayas, so mainly it has the same Chiyuvkores of Yisel. Regabi Yodo Yaveh, Regabi Nidlatzio Binafshe, but the Isha herself is not a Gavro. In order to pata the Tzoro, then the Isha has to be a Gavro. That's why Tesis doesn't test the Kashi, El Hakshi, the Nido, test the Tzoros, but Tesis Kashi is something else. So even if Tesis Shite, no matter what Tesis Shite is, whether Tesis Shite is like the Ramba, that Nido is not in the Sarais altogether, there's no Yod or Yavin, or it's like the Ro, that Nido is and has a din of Israel, but now it is. So the Isha herself does not have a Chalishim El. So Mimele, in order to ask the Tzore, so it might the Isha must have a Chalishim El. So Tetzis doesn't test it, but Tetzis is not a Kashim. In the Hakshim, Nido does a Yom, Avot Isha Betara, Hakim, Boy, I can see the Shem is Yabemes, Apimumei, so Isha Hakim. This is the Skashi. So what's the Aloche? If Reuben and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuben is married to Rochel, and Shimon is married to Leah, who is a sister of Rochel, then Reuben died. So at the time when he died, so Leah was alive. So at that moment she was an elf, an achizish. Then a month later, Leah died. So we do not say that a month later when Leah died, let Shimon be Miyabu Rochel, because then she's not an achizish anymore. We don't say that. So why don't we say that? Because he's not even allowed to marry her, even if he wants. Not only there is no din of him, even if he wants to marry her, he's not allowed. Why? Because Nesko Shoachas, at the time of the Misa of Reuben, so then Leah was, Rochel was Asura to Shimon on the score of Achei Sisho, so at that time, so she became, and as she was Asura, so the Melech, she was Asura also. She became affected with the Issa of Ishis Achdu, because since at the moment when Reuben died, she was affected with the Issa of Achim Sisho, so the Melech, there was no Zike. So the Issa of Ishis Ach was not with her by Mrs. Reuben. So the Issa of Ishis Ach was also Chalat her at that moment. So it's Nesko Shoachas and the Issa of Ishis Ach. So the Melech, even though a month later, so Leah died, so Rochel is still Asro, because Nesro Shoachas, so Nesro Yomis. Homi Vomo Shinan Kere Lomi Shastefilo, Homi Vomo Yomi Yoleo, Hami Nesro Lomi Yomis. So here too, even at the time of the Nisi, of Reuben, so Ishis Reuben was a Nido, so even though later on, a week later, she is Tero, so she should still be Asro, because, so, she also Yomi, even later on, so what do we see from Tesis Kashi? So Tesis Kashi certainly took it for granted. There is a fundamental distinction between the Aloche and the Nervo patas the Tzoret. So in order that the Nervo patas the Tzoret, so it's not enough that there is a Nisa Kores. But the Nishe must have the Chalishim El. And that's the reason why Tesis doesn't test that the Nide should pattern it on her, because the Chalishim El, she certainly doesn't have, she's a Asura Bailo too. So, but Tesis does test that the Aloche of Nesko Shoachas, she should remain Asura, even Achas she did because of Nesko Shoachas. And that's based upon Nesro Shoachas. So even though Tesis and Mekashe knew that Nido is not, was not a Chalishim El, still Tesis says that the Aloche of Nesro Shoachas should apply. Why? If Tesis knew that she doesn't have a Chalishim El, so why should the Aloche of Nesro Shoachas apply? Why should the Aloche of Nesro Shoachas apply? Now, Nesro Shoachas is based upon the fact that the Ishe, at the moment of the Nise, became affected with the Ishe of Ishisach. So since she became affected with the Ishe of Ishisach at the moment of the Nise, so even though a month later, Leah died, So, and there is no Israel of Isisho, but the Israel of Ishisach, women's. The Israel of Ishisach, women's. Now, so this is Kasha was, that by Nida too, let's say, at the time the husband died, she was an Eden. So there couldn't be an Eden. Why couldn't there be an Eden? Because of the Israel of Nida. So why should the Israel of Ishisach be found? Just because there is an Israel. So the Isha Rishisach should have. When is Isha Rishisach? If a three woman and Shimon have two brothers and they are married to Rochel and Leo. So when woman died, so Rochel is Rachel's Isha, when he's alive, so Mimele, there is afterwards, so there is no Zike. Because of the Isha of Rachel's Isha, there is no Zike. Since there is no Zike, so she became, so the Isha of Rishisach is Hanel. So we understand, Mashiach came. Why is there no Zike? Because she's an elder. But by Nida, we just said that even cases in the Kashi knew that Nida does not have a Chalishan elder. So Meheicha takes it, there should be as good as it is. So the Israelish Sach is not how. If the Israelish Sach is not how, so there is no Nesra Shoachas. So what is the basis of this discussion? So this is obviously the Kashe is operating with the halacha of coaching the Israelish Sach. This is obvious. Now let's turn to the Gemara. The Gemara that Kof. Now the Gemara that Kof, the Mishnah that Kof of the Aleph said, Klal Ofu will be Gemara. Koshi yes is a helpo with the letters of Rami Siyadet. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, and the letters of Rami Siyadet. So he's a helpo, so there is no zikya, no chlitza, no hidden map. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, let's say, chayot of Rami. So then it's the letters of Rami Siyadet. It's a mitzvah, she is, let's say, it's a mitzvah, 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 it's a mitzvah. So the more I say, I'll want to keep up. Kofosi mitok, loishem nam suim, loishem leiras, bishem nam suim, esed lois. So nam suim, there is an esed lois, I said, because if it's nam suim, so there is a lab, that the lab, that the of that kibodo, almono loi kohu, so that's a lab, that the kibodo is not allowed to marry, I don't know, and then, she's in Hamsuim, so she's in Bulo. So there is the essay of Isha Bipsuleo Yikov. So it's a lesson and an essay. And then they say the essay of you cannot be the essay of the best. So there is no tree. So the essay of the essay is the best. So that's why there couldn't be a need. But it's a there is. Elaminatism. So there's only a law of a one looking model. There is no essay. So the essay of Hebrew should be the kind of lesson of a one looking model. This is a great deal. You have the essay of the lesson, so there should be imposed. Oma, the maskone of the Gemara is katina chlam and mitereise, vachayo velab mitereide, so you'll be say yes in the chalise se, but the chachomi asa give you, because of Isaiah, we are ashamed not to be ashamed. So, but mitereise, there can be him by Omer Neiras. But so far, the Gemara assumed that even by Omer Neiras, vachayo velab mitereide, there is no give you mitereise. So that's the Gemara's cash. You'll be yes in the chalise. Oma, Rabbid, Oma, Rab, Oma Krobi also Yudhi Ashoho, Sheita Murema Yudhi, because it can't, it could have, the Torah could have said, Yudhi Ashoho, we know that it's, that we are dealing with the Yudhi. Why does the Torah have to allow Yudhi also Yudhi Ashoho? So the Yudhi is superfluous. Mata Murema Yudhi, Yesh Lecho Yudhi Ma'achas, Sheila Lechlitze Meir Yudhi, Yehizu Zuchayabalam. Zuchayabalam. So, the Maskon of Gemara is that with the Reise there is Yidin, but so far the Gemara assumed that with the Reise there is no Yidin, Mechayav Lam Yidin. Why? Because there is special to the Sakosu. Of Yishol Yivon Machis, Vein Mechayav Yichlisis. So, let us say, Mechayav Yichlisis too, Eilo Yidin, Ein Eilo Yidin, Eilo Yichlis. So, all Arayas should be prior Yichlis. So, for instance, Omar Kroi, Yach, Zein Shlom Hachas. That word is stolen him. Hoch, Hoch, it's Yach. So if the Yahoo is not Kachas, then he has to give Chlitz. So it's Mashma. It's totally him. He has no alternative to choose between Yidin and Chlitz. But Bechayav Chlitz says he doesn't have the alternative. He could be Yahoo. So Bimele, there is no din of chmitzi. So for this, we do the aloche. Voloelo libri lechmitze v'chalchim libri lechmitze. Yoche hayom lavina. So we should also say, since there is no yip, v'chayom lavina. There is no yip, so maybe there should be no chmitze. So the more answers, v'chobar achmoni v'mte. We all said, v'mte ashaor. That there is chmitze. Umarons. Umarons. So how do we know that the deposit of the achdates, that from which we learn out that Kol Shein Meiru, even in the Kvitze, has reference to Chalem Tvises, and the deposit in Kol, Yolzi Yvite Ashor, Yesh Yom Machas, has reference to Chayov Elam, Umarus. Now the question is over the Shein, what is the question? What does the Gemara mean? Marus, we should say the reverse. What should we say? Now we have two Pesukim. We have one posit in the Achdates, Yishwa Kachas. So that posit implies we have another posit also to Tashavo, Yeshiva Machas, that is Eloi. But that is Eloi, but is Eloi. So what do you want to say? Marlis, should we say the reverse? That what? That the deposit in the Achmizonish, the Tolshin is Eloi, is Eloi, is Eloi, and the posit of also Yuti Ashor. Has reference that Yeshiva Machas, which Emil in the Lichitze, has reference to Chayot Tvises, why I mean that one logical idea, that Chayot Tvises, so there should be Chitze, and Chayot Mevam, which is much more calm, should not have Chitze. I mean, that would be stubborn. So how can the Gemara say Mavitzel? So, Kambam, Rajbo, they say that the Pshat in the Gemara is, Mavitzel. Now, too, we have to do such. Two yetus. So one possible also in the Ashova tells us Yesh Lechoyivom Achas Sheinelo Yivim Beilot. But the possible doesn't say which Yivom it is, whether it's Chayom Tchises or Chayom Lam. There is such Yivom. So it could be either one. It could be Chayom Tchises. It could be Chayom Tchises. Chayom Tchises also. It could be Chayom Tchises also. Say Eimelo Yivim Beilot Chitz. But then we have another possible. So what does that pasuk imply? Because the pasuk only implies that the man, the yov, has the alternative to choose between yib and chlitze. So how do you know, how do you know that this pasuk tells us that chayov chlitzes? So there is no yib. And maybe there is no chutzit either, because that pasuk says that there is parity between yibum and chutzit. Im yoyach mitzoyish makachas, hochov mitzviyab. Maybe the pasuk of im yoyach mitzoyish, maybe the pasuk of also im yibum tiyashoro has reference to chayov mitzviyab. What does the pasuk of also im yibum tiyashoro tell us that yishol yibum makachas, shein yoyim? But the chutzit, maybe that pasuk has reference to chayov mitzviyab. So of course, by chayov mitzviyab there is no yibum. But chlitze there is. Chlitze there is. And the posik of Miyach Mitzvayish Makachas, Hochov Mitzvayavim, is reference to Chayov Elavim, and it tells us exactly that there is both chlitze and Yim. Yim Miyach Mitzvayish Makachas, Hochov Mitzvayavim. So, in other words, he has the choice to choose between Yim and chlitze, because by Chayov Elavim. So, there is Yim. That's a pshat in the Gemara Marutz. So then the Gemara says, we stop it. Chayov Elavim tafsim of Yishun. Chayov Mitzvises lo tafsim. So it's mistaber that the posik of Yesh Chayivom Achas also in Tashho, Yesh Chayivom Achas Sheim Mitzvayim Meiluri. Meiluri Chlitzen reference to Chayov Elavim. Why? Because Chayov Elavim Yishun states. And the posik of Yiliyach Mitzvayim Tachas, Hochav Esmiyam, has reference to Chayov Mitzvises, and Chayov Mitzvises, so Dushin is not Tifes, so in Meile, the Aloche of Kol Shein Eilu Yid, Kol Shein Eilu Yid, Meilu Lechlitze, has reference to Chayov Mitzvises, has a Chayov Mitzvises. Now, there is a Machlekes Hashem, so this is, the Gemara says that, so far, in regard to Chayov Lam, but then the Maskona of the Gemara is, that by Chayov Lam, there is Yibu, because there's a Nechalese. So when is there Yibu Midraise? When is not there Yibu Midraise? Chayov Lam is Mesa, because he has a Nechalese. So there is a Machlekes Hashem. kompliziert, mit dem Rajbo und dem Nier, und machen wir diese Schiene. Tushites in der Rajbo, Tushites in der Rambam, Tushites in der Mire. That, so, many Rishin would say, and that's probably the Shita of Moses, that the Droshe of also Yvim Te'ashor, Yesh Lecho Yvom Ahas, She'il Eliyim, Kein Eliyim, Veil Lech Mitze, remains in the Maskon of Yimora too. The only thing is, in the Havan of Yimora, it was assumed that this Droshe of Yesh Lecho Yvom Ahas has reference to Chayol Lach Mitreide, that we don't say yes in the Chalese say, Gabi Yimora. But, so then the Maskon of Yimora is no, that Gabi Chayol Lach Mitreide, we say yes in the Chalese say, so there is Yim Midrashe, but the same Droshe twice, Midrashe to Chayol Lach Mitreide. There are some Rishim who say that according to Maskon of Yimora, it's a new Rishim. There are some Rishim who say that according to Maskon of Yimora, the whole Droshe of Yishtok and Yimora Machas, She'el Yim Melech Mitzeh falls off. It doesn't remain the Maskon. So Mele, that means that according to Maskon of Yimora, so B'chayub Lav Mitreite, there is Yim Midraise. And B'chayub Lav Mitreise, there is no Yim Midraise. Mele, we apply the Aloche. We apply the Aloche. Of culture in the Eil of Yim. So, in the Eil of Lechbitze, so Midraise, she doesn't require Lechbitze. But Midrabonon, Chayob Lam Beesel require Lechbitze. Midrabonon both require Lechbitze in Yimna. So, but Chayob Lam Beesel, so Midraise, it requires Yim. So the Chachomim only sacking Yimna, just Lechbitze. But Chayob Lam Beesel, according to the Eil of Shemi, So Midraise, she is not a male, she doesn't require chlitze either. So she's with tennis and shoot just like that. But because of the halacha of kol she male yom, male yim, male chlitze, and the special kosher falls off, doesn't remain maskon. But chachamim are misakei, that the chayav lav beesed too, she should be asur on the shoot until she gets it. But that's the sheet of most Hashem. But a sheet of me, Hashem. But most Hashem hold that the same Droshe of also Yvim Te'ashor, Yim Shon Yuvah Ma'achas, She'el Yim Ve'el Rechwitze, remains in Maskonet. But it is to be applied to Chayom Olam Ve'ese, not to Chayom Olam Ve'ede, because to Chayom Olam Ve'ede, so to the Reise, there is Yim Mos. Now let's see, how Rashi explains the Yimor. Yimor says, אין מחייב יחסיס. נאמן אלף לאחר. ובו יחליצה בעלי פתחיל אותה. תעשה בגיש. סך, תמור האנסרס, ומה הוא יסוד, תמור את פתרת. מסתר, חייב לבי, תעשה בגיש. חייב יחסיס, לא יתעשה בגיש. סוגע שזה לספרוס. תעשה בגיש, אם הוא כך. אם הם בין לו כחס. אם הוא יחפי, זה הוא יש לו כחס. So the question is, what is it a reference to? Does it have reference to Chayav Yichrises or to Chayav Olam? So it's mistabeh that there's reference to Chayav Yichrises. Because Chayav Yichrises is tafse bebushu. Didn't be lo tachas b'yemet. Aber Chayav Yichrises lo tafse bebushu. But lo b'chayav obidos lo lav kich. Now let's return to the thesis. Cases and the kashe, why don't we say that even the time when the Baal died, Reuven died, so his wife was in Yide, so she should be asur or even later when she stayed off, because of Nesra Shrachas. So the thesis was not asked, why don't we say that Yide should ask her sorry, because Yide is not an elf, even if we assume that she does it. But the Shemel, but the Yishe doesn't have it. So the Mele, in order to ask the Tzore, she must have the Shemel, But Tesis, so Tesis knew that the Shemel doesn't have it. Still, Tesis says, she should be Asur and Yom, even later on. Just as Achisi Shalach HaShem Yisrish. And that based upon Esra Shachas. So, what? So that means that she, that even for the time when the Baal died, the woman was an idol, so she should become affected in the Easter of Yishasach. Why she should become affected in the Easter of Yishasach? Why? Because there is no Zike. If there is Zike, so she cannot be affected in the Easter of Yishasach. So there shouldn't be an Easter Zike. Why shouldn't there be Zike? After all, she's not an elbow. Tesis knew that she's not an elbow. So why shouldn't there be Zikin? The short answer is, since this was operating in the halacha of Moshe Ne'ilah Lechitza, so the Gemara says, mentions a drosha. The Gemara mentions a drosha. So that means that the process of Imunachmus and Yishla Kachas, from which we learn out, Kochein Leil Yib, Leil Lechwitze, is reference to Chayav Etrises. And neither is Chayav Etrises. So it's not just the Bechal Hashem Abba, but Chayav Etrises she is. So in Mele, she's in Leil Yib. And if she's in Leil Yib, so in Mele, this posse, which is reference to Chayav Etrises, so tells us that they're in Leil Lechwitze. So in other words, neither Yib is in Leil Yib, while she's an ego, no chlitze is a real ego. While she's an ego. So the male, the ziki is fucker. The ziki is fucker. If the ziki is fucker, in other words, if there is neither yid nor chlitze. If neither yid nor chlitze is possible in an ego while she's an ego. So the ziki is fucker. And if the ziki is fucker for one moment, so the isar is a chal. And if the isar is a chal, if the isar is a chal once, so the male, so let's follow belongings. So yid machashi te ego. So the Zika could be the Chal again, and the Yisrael Shesach will remain with her. That's the discussion. But the Gemara is the Kashi of Marlis. So the Gemara says, Mistava. Chayav Rabu Tafsim Yushin, Chayav Tizkuit Tafsim Yushin. So the only reason is why we apply it to the Yalkuse of Kol Shein Neil and Yidne Neil and Chlitze to Chayav Tizkuit, because Chayav Tizkuit is in the Tafsim of Yushin. But that is not Chaya Gabonito. Nito is a Chayav Etrises, but Dushin is Eilis. So we have to say that this is Shekinis, that when the Gemara says, Mistavre Chayav Lav, Tafsa with Dushin, Chayav Etrises, Goy Tafsa with Dushin. So it's not that the non-Tisa's Dushin is the important thing. But when the Gemara asks, Maroiso, how do we know that the posik of Yimoyach puts as reference to Chayav Etrises. And the posik of you also Yivite Asharo as reference to Chayav Olam. Maybe the posik of also Yivite Asharo of Yishvi Vomachas has reference to Chayav Etrises. How do you know? What I say is, it's not there to say, in other words, we have two alternatives. Either we say that the posik holds Yivite Asharo, which tells us Yishvi Vomachas, Shein Olim, Ben Eilu Lechwitz, Shein Olim, Ben Eilu Lechwitz, has reference to Chayav Olam. Or it has reference to Chayav Etrises. So it's Mistaba to say that it has reference to Chayav Etrises. Why? Because generally speaking, Chayav Etrises is not Tafsimush. So mainly it's more Mistaba than the posik of also Yivim Te'ashoro has reference to Chayav Olam, which is Tafsimush. Not to Chayav Etrises, we generally is void of salvation. Now, if we are going to say that the posik of Moshe Vimte Ashar, also in Vimte Ashar, so has reference to Chayav Etrises, then we have to say it has reference to all Chayav Etrises. You couldn't say also in Ashar has reference to Mina. So we have to say that it has reference to all Chayav Etrises. And all Chayav Etrises, except for Nido, so Dushin is not Eifes. So it's not Mistaber to apply the Droshe of also Yivite Asharo to Chayav Etrises. It's more Mistaber to apply the Droshe of also Yivite Asharo to Chayav Olam. So the male of the other Droshe of Yivite Asharo must be applied to Chayav Etrises. Once it is applied to Chayav Etrises, so it applies to Chayav Etrises indiscriminately. It doesn't make any difference whether Dushin is Eifes or Dushin is not Eifes. In other words, the Shaila is, when the Gemara says, Mistavre Chayav Etrises, the Tafsimushin, is that the basis of Eneil Chitze, or this is only Raye that we have to apply the posse of Otsin Bitti Ashoro to Chayav Olam, Mimele, the posse of Yimliach Beit to Chayav Etrises, and once we have a Raye that the posik of Yach is Ish Lakacha has reference Chayav Kriyas, so it applies to all Chayav Kriyas, including even that Chayav Kriyas that Dushkis needs. So apparently, Tetzves in the Kashi certainly assume that this is the Pshat. It's not that the non-Kriyas Dushkis is the essence of the Halacha of Kol Shel Ne'ir and Yib is the Ne'ir Kriyas. It's not the essence. It's only a Chayav that we have to apply the posik of also Yerim Teyash Oro to Chayav Olav. So in Leila we have to apply the other posik. In Leach Mitzvish Lakachas to Chayav Mitzvishes. Once we apply to the other Olav, of the other posik, of Leach Mitzvish Lakachas to Chayav Mitzvishes, so it applies to all Chayav Mitzvishes. So that means all Chayav Mitzvishes. Even the Chayav Mitzvishes and Dushni Stephes, there is a Loche of Kol Shein Leila Yerim and Leila. But Tetzves one thing certainly assume in the Kasha, that Yibum is not able. In other words, in the Kasha, Tetzves assume that if the Yibum is born al HaYivomo, Kishini Nido, so then the Yibum is not capable. The Yibum is not capable. The Yibum is not capable. Once it's not capable, and it's Chayom Kriyas, so Mimele, so that the Yibum is not capable, so Mimele, so the Mele Chlitze is not Eile either. So in other words, so then if we ask, why is the Yidden not Eile? So we can say, this is implicit in the posse of Eile Yachbis or Yidden Kachas. Kol She Eile Le Yidden is Eile Le Chlitze, Kol She Eile Le Yidden is Eile Le Chlitze, and that must, as reference to Chayom Chlitze. So it has reference to neither two, neither is also Chayom Chlitze. So the Mele, the posse, of Kol Shein Eila Meidin. Kol Shein Eila Meidin. Kol Shein Eila Meidin. So, in Eila Lechlitze applies. Applies. So the Zika is for. The Zika is for. Because neither Yidin is Eila, nor Chlitze is Eila. So, in Eila, the Zika is for. If the Zika is for, so the Yisrael is a Sachischal. If the Yisrael is a Sachischal, so there's a Shoachas. The Yiblacha should be toyer. She should be a soul. That's the Zika. Now let's see what they do. The first time is for. So anyway, actually, you need to tell some of you, I'm going to be back again, I'm going to be back again. Kabiechle, ich denke, da war ein Chaye, auf dem Mito, wo ein Potter, wo ich habe auch mein Schnee, weißt du, wenn du die Covid Mitzwo, so ich den Name Covid Mitzwo. Ich bin Name Kopf Mitzvah, bin ich denn nur Berg. So wann bin ich Name Kopf Mitzvah, bin ich aber Rippen. So im Morgen der Terre, bin ich denn nur Berg. Ich sehe, da ist auch noch, der Tor über Mitzvah, now somebody doesn't have a way of Korin, Schelling, ist kein Bekorn. But Tor über Mitzvah ist Potter. Now there is a Machlik ist da neu. When do we say, the Tor über Mitzvah ist Potter of Korin? Only so one man do, my one time says, only if it's Tor über Mitzvah, we also need. But if it's Tor über Mitzvah, he intended to do Mitzvah. But he didn't do a mitzvah, so then it's chai become. So the more kashe, maishli yivemte yigovit mitzvah. That's why if the yom was born, al yivemte yido, so it's potter become. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. So it's not yigovit mitzvah. So why? What kind of mitzvah do you believe? So in other words, even though she was a nidah, he was still the kind of mitzvah do you believe? So the more the terrors, mishli mubarak. So it's a child, I mean, she's mubarak, so you couldn't have another child at that moment anyway. So the mitzvah of Eino. So the more answer, shall we be shasinos? We all know how the Chayim was asked, Samachish day, Bidvar mitzvah. So Yibun, shall we be shasinos also? It's also a mitzvah. So we saw the best. Some of the best. So then, of course, there's no Kima mitzvah. Yoche, after we went to Name, if it's obvious, if it's some of the best stuff. So the Gemara says, Givante Bosit Bnei, Ishte, Loi Bosit, because Givante is not accustomed to her. So Mele is ashamed. He feels embarrassed to ask her, maybe she will go as or da. So he's considered told. Masheinke by Ishte, he's not considered told because he could have asked. So when he stopped with a mitzvah, what are we called if he wasn't told? But if he was a Pesheya, he was not told. He was neglectful. So the Mele, he's not what are we called. Anyway, so the Gemara, so Tesis mentions, from this Gemara, that when a Yom is born, I'll be venting in door. So he's came there, and he's even Mikhail the mitzvah of Yivomel. Of course, he's in there. And this is the Raisa of Baal Ishtik when you do so. But the mitzvah is also the kind of Yivomel Yom Bolel. Because, why? Because many Tanoim say that if it's talking about with mitzvah, the lawyers of mitzvah is Chayikom. And here we say, Rabbi Eichel says, that Baal Yivomte, Kishirito, so is Chayikom. So that means he's talking about mitzvah, but also mitzvah. Also mitzvah. So obviously he was Kenaher. If he wasn't Kenaher, how does he fulfill the mitzvah of Yivomri Yogalao? So we see that he's becoming mitzvah in Skene. So that means, so what is this? So quickly, Tesis that is, Tesis Kashibos. True that Nido is not, does not have a Halishanel. So the Mele, she cannot ask on the top. But Hayomi Chrisis, she is. And since she's Hayomi Chrisis, there is Aloche. That, but there will be Aloche, of course, she ain't even Yib, Mele, 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 that by Hayomi Chrisis, so there is no Zike. There is no Yib, and there is no Chrisis, so there is, of course, Zike. Because so we learn out from that posik in Yachmiz and Ishlokachas. So that applies to all Chayav Krisis. To all Chayav Krisis. So mainly it should apply to Nide also. So that means Nide there is no Zike. There is no Zike, so it's less all of Shoachas. So if Mahashatita, she should be Asu on the score of Eshesaf. That's the discussion. So this is that briefly is no. By Nide there is Zike. But I added by Nide there is Zike. That even if he will be Yavner, he'll be Kainer. So she's alien. She's not allowed. But Kainer, he is. You see, so in other words, so Chayoglam Vese is more homo in a certain respect than Nide. To Chayoglam Vese, there is no chorus. And Nide, there is chorus. But Chayoglam Vese, so the Gemara says that in Baal Loikon, the Gemara says, doesn't say it in respect, explicitly in respect to Hayolam Vese. The Gemara says explicitly that if we assume that Hayolam Vese, there is no Trie, there is no Din of Trie, and she's not Miss Yavemes, but I say, so then we must say that in Baal Loikon. But the Gemara, because the Gemara refutes the Havaminet, the original premise of the Gemara. The original premise of the Gemara was that Bahayolam Begrede, she's not Miss Yabemes Midrais. Why? Because of his special Tasakosov. We also even Tashao. Yeshu Yvomaha, she made a Yim Ben Ovid. So that was the original premise of the Gemara. So the Gemara refutes this original premise. Why? Because the price says that Bahayolam Begrede, Imbo Leokon, Vi Amre, Miss Yabemes, Midrais, Miss Yabemes, Imbo Alu Amaikon. So we see from this Gemara that where a woman is not Miss Yabemes Midraise, so then in Baalu Loiko. But since the Vaise says in connection with Chayoglam Kreide in Baalu Kone, so it's a riot of Chayoglam Kreide in Baalu Kone. Masheinke Chayoglam Vese, where she's not Miss Yabemes Midraise because the Nesed Yechalis is a Vese. So then, so it's Mucha from this Gemara that Chayoglam Vese in Baalu Loiko. So he's not Kene. Masheinkin Banido, so Teisa says, in Baal Kone. Now, why should there be a difference between Chayoglam Vese on one end and Nide on the other? Alright, so Nide, we can say, is not analogous to other Chayoglam. Because other Chayoglam says, Dushin is not Davis. So maybe that is the fact. Since Dushin is not Davis, so there is a Zike. What does Zike mean? Zike is also a certain kind of vicious. It's a certain kind of vicious. It's a marital attachment. Zike means a marital attachment. It's not, she's not his wife. Until he's miyakma, so she's not his wife. But Zike means a marital attachment. So those hayovichrises from Yushin is not Ephes, and there cannot be anything in Mishes, so there cannot be any Zike. Mashayin can need it. Need the Kiddushin is Ephes, so there can be Zike. So that we understand. But Hayov Lam Viese, the aloha is that Imbal Loikone, and Legabinido, Tainzve says, he mentions it's Mucha from the Morim Sochta by Reis, that even Imbal. So in other words, so Hayolam Bese is more homo than Nido. Why should Hayolam Bese be more homo than Nido? The answer is because Hayolam Bese, the aloha of people, so the Ashor applies. According to Moshe Hashem, it's for Sheish of Limbo Machas, Shein Elohim, the Elohim. So that means, Hayolam Bese, Hayolam Bese, there is only Zikas Chlitze, there is no Zikas Yim, Hayolam. There is only Zikas Chlitze, no Zikas Yim. So since there is only Zikas Chlitze, not Zikas Yim, that's why Yibal Lekone, how could it be Kene? There is no Zikas Yim. Masha'in ki banido, there is Zikas Yim too. But he's not allowed to be Paula of Nidusso. And now she isn't. And there is Zikas Yim too. So why shouldn't he be Kene? By Hayoam, yes, he's not Kene because there is no Yim. So there is no Zikasim. But by Nido there is Zikasim too. He's not allowed. Bishas Niduso is not allowed to be Baal, just as a husband is not allowed to be Baal, Ishtay Bishas Niduso. So for the same reason, the Yom is not allowed to be Baal. But Zikasim there is. If there is Zikasim, so the Chlitze there can be. And there is no Yisrael of Ishesach. So Mimele sees there is no Yisrael of Ishesach. So how can we say that's for Shachas? She is Muteh. It is so far as the Yisrael of Ishesach is concerned. So if Bishas Niduso, there is no Yisrael of Ishesach. But Bishas Niduso is not allowed to be Bo'alel because of the Isanido. But Lachash in Teiro, there is no Isanido. So of course it can be Abner. And Chlitze will be effective even while she's a Nido. We cannot apply that Loche of Kol Shein Eila Liyim Mein Eila Chlitze, because Kol Shein Eila Liyim Mein Eila Chlitze, because she is Eila Liyim too. She's Eila Liyim too. He's not allowed, but she's Eila Liyim too. So in other words, why are thesis in the Kashi assume that the Droshe of Kol Shein Eila Liyim Mein Eila Chlitze applies to all Chayav Chlitzes indiscriminately, whether Pushin is not in this or Pushin is in this. So it applies to all Chayav Chlitzes, and when the Gemara mentions, says in the Teretz, Mistabre Chayav Chlitzes, the word Tafsir of Pushin, Chayav Alam Tafsir of Pushin. So that is only as a raya that we have to apply the Pusik of also Yivim Tashor, Yishav Yivam Machas, to Chayav Alam, not Chayav Chlitzes. Mimele, once we are forced to say that the Pusik of also Yivim Tashor, is applies to Chayav Lam, some Mele, the other person in Yachis Lokachas, applies to Chayav Chlitzes. So then it applies to all Chayav Chlitzes indiscriminately. Some Mele to neither too. That's what Tesis assume in the Kashi. But in the Teretz, Tesis holds no. That Chayav Chlitzes persecution is not just mentioned by the Gemara as a raya, how we are to apply the two psukim. No, this is the essence of the Droshe. The essence of the Droshe, of the Droshe Kolshein, is that whoever does not, is not Ilal Yibn because there is no Tvisestushin, so there is no Zike, so there is no Chlitze either. That's the essence of the Droshe, of Kolshein, Ilal Yibn, Mein Ilal Chlitze. That's the essence of the Droshe, that Kolshein, Ilal Yibn, in other words, whichever woman, there is no zikasim. There is no zikasim. Why isn't there zikasim? By chayav chlitzes, I mean chayav chlitzes. Other chayav chlitzes, not nido. Because dushin is not eifes. What does zike mean? Zike is also ishes. Zike is a marital attachment. And that marital attachment that exists, that exists between the yom and the yevame, has to be consummated for you. But if in a certain woman there is no tvisas dushin, So there cannot be any ki and nishes. So Mele Zike is not hal. So that is mafkia the Zike also. But by Nida, there is this Kedushin. So when the wife of a person becomes a Nida, so the Kedushin is not Boka. The Kedushin is not Boka. Now, as a matter of fact, there is Gemara that contests. Omar Abai, that contests on the last line. Then we continue to on the page. Omar Abai, Hakel Meidi, Libo Ala Nido, Be Ala Seite, Shenafat Bamsa, Nido, the Tafs of the Dush, Shenema Uti Nidoso, Afilu Bishas Nidoso, Tafs of the Dush, Seite Name, the Tafs of the Dush. So what did it happen to him? Because Rabbi Akiva Shite is that Chayot Rab, Chayde, is the Tafs of the Dush, according to Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Shina Timon, that all the Chayot increases Dush. But Rabbi Akiva holds that by all Chayot Rab, Dush is not in this. So even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that even by Chayot Rab, Dush is not in this, but Nido is made that Dush is in this. If someone is Kadesh Nido, so he is made that Dush is in this. Dush is in this. So, how do we know we go? The Tafs of Dushin, maybe the flat is kosher also. So, why? Because Dushin is famous. How do we know that Dushin is famous? Shenema utili doso, afilu mishasli doso, Tafs of Dushin. Tafs of Dushin. And say the name of the Tafs of Dushin. So, Tafs, so Rashi says, Tafs of Dushin, we need to show that Rashi is in so, we poka mine bishel or bishel. Now, Tesis says the Kashe, how do we know that by Seita, Kedushin is Tehres? Seita means an Ishishish that was Mizan and Tachas Bayo. So suppose he's in the Boston, he has to the Boston, then he was the Kadosh again. So Kedushin is Tehres. So Rashi says, how do we know Kedushin is Tehres? Do, big do, after Achash is in, so we welcome him to share our Vishay. We welcome him to share our Vishay. So Tesis says the Kashe here, this Rashi, cases at the Kashi here on this Kashi that what's the raya? Maybe Kedushin is not Tehres, they say. But where she is Mikodesh, so then it's not Boka. So I mean, there's an interesting story. Rabbi Chaim met one time in Rachoka, sorry, at the conference in Petersburg. I mean, now it's called like the Leningrad Petersburg. So there was a conference of Rabbanim. So the Rachobah mentioned Tesis Kashi and Rashi. Tesis says against Rashi, how can Rashi say that by saying that Kedushin is Tefes? No, but Baka Kedushin, maybe Kedushin is not Tefes. But if she's in Kodesh already, so it's not Baka. So Rachobah said that Rashi Shite is that when one is in Kadesh and Isho, so it's not one Chalais for life. But every second, there is a new Chalais Kedushin. That's it. So with that. So Rav Chaim apparently did not like that story. It was a goyim like. So, but he didn't say anything. But he just said in the presence of all the rabbanim, "Eibazei Rav Yoshe is mazel tofayich." You know, you want to chistachasmina. So another. But what is the plain teretz on Tesis Kashi against Rashi? What is the plain teretz on Tesis Kashi against Rashi? Because Rashi holds that if Kedushin is not Tehres. If Kedushin wouldn't be Tehres, in the Seite. So then, even when the Seite is already in Kodesh for many years, the Kedushin should be broken. Because those, let's say, Chayim Krisis, Kedushin is not Tehres. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, even Chayim Rav, Kedushin is not Tehres. So that means there cannot be any issues in Chayim Krisis. It's not the device that Kedushin cannot be. It's not a question of my Kedushin being capable of being chal or not being capable of being chal. The reason why Kedushin is not even chayav b'chrises is because the aveira of kores. Because elbow is inconsistent with dishes. If a woman is an elbow, so then it's inconsistent with dishes. So mele, if Seite, if Kedushin wouldn't be famous in Seite, in Shishish, Shezim's Alvayo, that would mean that she became an elbow on her husband. If she becomes an elbow on her husband, so even if the Kedushin took place 10 years ago, it should be Poka. Because Ishes is inconsistent. Ishes is inconsistent. And Ishes' relationship is inconsistent with an elbow. And if Kedushin is not a famous, so that means she's an elbow. So Mimele, this is what Teisa says. Teisa's in the Kashyasu. Teisa's in the Kashyasu that when the Gemara says Mistabra Chayim Chesed, it doesn't mention. Chayim Lavi doesn't mention. So that is only mentioned by the Gemara as a Chayim. How to apply the Pesukim? Not that Lo Itafsa the Kedushin is the essential feature of the Aloche of Kol Sheinei L'Yib Meinei L'Chit. This is what Teisa is assuming in the Kasha. In the Teretz, Teisa is holds no. It's not just a Raya how to apply the Pesukim. No, but this is the essence of the Aloche of Kol Sheinei L'Yib Meinei L'Chit. In other words, Kol Sheinei L'Yib Meinei L'Chit implies that if there is no yib, why isn't there a yib? Because there is no zike. Because there is no zike. So, and why isn't there a zike? Because she's an elbow. She's an elbow. So all chayav chrisis, except for nid. So they are arayas, they are elbows. So mela seems, so an elbow is inconsistent with vishes. So it's inconsistent with Zika too. What is Zika? Zika is also a marital attachment. It's also a certain kind of initious relationship. Even before the Yivim, there is a certain kind of a marital relationship between the Yom and the Yivomek. So that's the essence of the Gzera Sakosu, of Kol Sheinei L'Yiv Meinei L'Chlitze, that if there is no Yiv, because there is no Zika, there is no Zika. So in Meile, there is no Chlitze either. So there's a whole Zika is book. Not only Zikas Yibim is Foka, but Zikas Chlitze is also Foka. But I may say we have a posse of Yesh Lo Yibam Ahas. That Zikas Yibim is Foka, but Zikas Chlitze is not Foka. But Bahayobet Chlitze's Lo Kedushin is not Eves. So there is neither Zikas Yibim nor Zikas Chlitze. That's the essence of the Zikas Hakosu. But by neither there is Zikas Yibim, there is everything. And he can recate her too. So Mele Yimbo Aleo is Kono. So the Melech Slashayah to say Nesha Shachas. She never became affected with the Issa of Eishes. Alright, that's the first one. Then Teisa gives another case. Vei mir ele chalek v'achei sishma. Adal kishe beiso mishne achrekei shuk v'tisoki kudiki kibu she nifter o shachas mishum she nema o chelo targedim kibikon abu yeshu tos vatu leichet leifchir emai beiso ligamu kim she yesh achir שיש אחים אחרים, אסור לעושה של ניסוש. כי דום אבחיר דל אל אחים. כל יבומו שמנגיר בו משסתפי לה, יבומו לא בגלליו, הרי כי שסך שיש לו בונם בעשור. בעין זה דאגנה, אם יש לו להזדק את רוזה של נפטר ממנו, אבל מי לא דאגנה, ולבי לא נאמץ לכל להמתימת שזה. Now, so we see that the second Teretz in Teitz case, he's really come the first question. While the first question in Teitz case, assume that by Nido de Lizika Sibli Vishas Nivus and in Bola Okone, so the second Russian apparently assumes that if the Yom would be Bola Ala Nido Vishas Nivus, so Loikone, because Teitze says that we cannot apply the Aloch of Dakane, because the fact that she could not be Nisyam before is not inconsistent with Dakeneyam to be Miyabmi later on. So it's Mashma that at that moment of Beis Nidoso, she could not be Miyabmi. If Bola Bishas Nidoso, so he wouldn't be Kedem. Because if Teisus in the second Teretz would also agree with Teisus' premise in the first Teretz, that if Bishas Nidoso, in Bola Okono, so why does Teisus have to talk so much? That it's not inconsistent with Dakeneyam. Of course, he says no shy. Dakeneyam is no bearing on it. Dakeneyam only has application to a case where at one moment there couldn't be any Yibim. And later on, the situation changed. So we say, since there couldn't be Yibim at one moment, so Mele, there cannot be Yibim later on either. There cannot be Yibim later on either. But here, if Teisus in the second question agrees with Teisus' premise in the first question, that if Mishas Niduso, he could be Miyavna. It was only Osir, but he could. It could be effective. So how could we talk about Dakeneya? So it's Mashma from the second question in Teisus, that the second question in Teisus holds that Beis Nidusa, the Yidden is not effective. Beis Nidusa, the Yidden is not effective. Beis Nidusa, the Yidden is not effective. Why not? Now, should we say that the second portion thesis holds that Nido has a Shem Elba? That's what it's not. That the second portion thesis holds that Nido has a Shem Elba. Of course, Nido does not have a Shem Elba. And we see the thesis emphasizes how Nido Dachideyami, the Bironamets Rikhalam. The Bironamets Rikhalam. So what does it mean? What does this mean? It's a thesis is way here. The Kambinian says, but the thesis has a yardstick by which he measures conveniences, relative conveniences. So Bachisho, the inconvenience is relatively much greater than by Nido, because by Nido, so every husband has that inconvenience too. I mean, it's not Mistaba, the thesis is weighing here the relative inconveniences. No, what thesis means, so thesis means that Gabinito there is zikin. Even the second version thesis assumes that there is zikin. There is zikin. There's a difference between Achaz Isho and then later Shimon's wife Leah died. So while Leah, the wife of Shimon, was alive, so there was no zikin. Then a month later, Leah, the wife of Shimon, died. So we applied the halacha of Dakenea. Mashaikin here, two cases, the second portion assumes that the imbol aloikon. So it's a daily. It's a daily. In a chnam. So imbol aloikon is loikon. But not that there was no zikin. Zikin there was in Pishas Midosa. Why was the zikin? Because when is the after zikin? If the woman is an erva, but we cannot say that the woman was an erva. I mean, so after all, every wife, so she's asur the Bible based to do so. So does it mean that when a wife becomes an idol, she all of a sudden she becomes an erva to her own husband? There is an isakores, lo be alel, but an erva she is. And when is there? Of course, if the woman has a shem erva, then there is of course zikin. Because Elvo, the Shem Elvo, is inconsistent with the marital relationship. And Ziki is also a marital relationship, a marital attachment. So, Masheimkin by Nido, she doesn't have a Shem Elvo. So, there is Ziki. But, whereas in the first portion, Tesis assumes that he's Kono, so in the second portion, Tesis assumes that he's not Kono. It's ineffective. It's ineffective. Why is it ineffective? So, now, there is a Gemorada. So suppose the sandal is the sandal shal mizorah. So chatzila you shouldn't be tachtis. Do you hold toch mitzosah shem? Now, because there is very little time, so I'll just read what the Ramban says and the Ashes Piyam. Pir she Ashes Al, hoyu v'luche av, sham she akum. Love is a kainet, is it a counter to you. So that's why you hold so mitzosah shem. Vim shu raizir anoye, chlitzel anoye. die Mütze ist Lammelis. Die hat so gab die hohe Meier in Schule, wo wir euch Mütze und das war, Kind und Martin, wo er mit zwei Labanoi, wo er hat Frieden und Tachlis mit der Schindler gelebt. So dann wollen wir so rasch es ist, that wir hat Frieden ab, because nie regnen es, it's not in real Hanoi in die Reise. Why isn't it in real Hanoi in die Reise? Because Mrs. Lavelle is, what kind of Hanoi does she have from this? She becomes Guterres and she will. So, there is, first of all, there is a mitzvah of it. So Mrs. Lavelle is, the fact that she is in kind of mitzvah, that's not considered as a Hanoi or a Asura, in Asura Hanoi. But then there is another Hanoi that she requires. As a result of the mitzvah, she will be allowed to get married, and that will be a physical Hanoi, not just a Ruchnizik Hanoi. So he says, but since she could be mitzvahs get married without it, but she'll be in a bayanis. So maybe it's not considered. So it's only because of Yerushalayim, you know, that she has to have mitzvah first before she gets married. But mitzvah, she can get married, of course it'll be mitzvah. So maybe it's not considered as a hanoi that comes within the category of Yisrael hanoi. But l'chatchila lo itachleit. L'chatchila lo itachleit because nives kinen es viralo. That's Rashi's opinion. So, it's mashma from Rashi that the only reason is why the chmitzah is effective the event is because there is no nisa b'raise of Hanoi by some shalom. Because there is no real Hanoi, this is what Lennis did too. And she could even get married without chmitzah, but b'nisa. So maybe she does not have a physical Hanoi. Because physically she could have all the Hanoi without chmitzah, but because of Yira Shamayim, because of Yisurim, she doesn't do it. So in the Mele, it's not considered as a Hanoya Asura Midraisa, only Rabon. So that's why it's effective. But had it been also, the Hanoya had been Asura Midraisa, then the Chlitze would not be valid. Then he said, it's Miesh before us. The Chaltila and the Tafra is Mishu Bimenez. She misses them. So that means she will go ahead and come back. And we say that Midraisa Lechatchila, she's not allowed to be Chlitze. Why? Because she has Hanoi. Even though she could be Mitzias get married. But only with the Achirse. So maybe it's a Hanoi Asura Midraisa. But, so Midraisa is so sad. But in Chomso, Chmitzoso Ksheiro Nei, the other Yisuro, Chmitzoso Loi Mipsal. And then he says, Ritoi. And he mentions this right in the morning, but Shoma, I don't have the time to discuss that anymore. So the Ramban is Chiri, and the Adab Shat. He agrees with Rashi. So we have a Machlekes Ksheiro. In other words, suppose the chlitze is done in such a way that it involves the nisar hanoi midraisa. And the chlitze hanoi midraisa. And is the chlitze valid or not? So according to Rashi, if it will involve the nisar hanoi midraisa, so the chlitze is involved, is in effect. And according to the Nadapshat that the Ramban mentions, it is not. Meirche teise, the chlitze shouldn't be valid. So what? He was in the nisar reise. So because of that, the chlitze shouldn't be valid. Now, you see that Rashi teise, first lashon, says that even if the yotun was born, b'shasti duso, so he's came to her. But he was in the nisar, there was certainly in the nisar reise. And he's a kores, chmure she the chmureis. And still he's came to her. He's came to her. So we see that the yidden is effective, even though it consists in a certain way of it. So why should the chlitze be effective, even if it consists in a certain way of it? But we see from Rashi and Ramban that if it had involved in the rights of Hanoi, so then it would be ineffective. So in other words, so what's the pshat? So the pshat is because since the maise. I mean, so that is a machlekes b'shem. And I think that this is, on this point is a machlekes between the first lashon tesvis and the second lashon tesvis. The first lashon tesvis holds that even when a maisa mitzvah, it consists of a maisa vere, he can still be the kind of mitzvah. He can still be the kind of mitzvah. But then the second lashon tesvis holds no. And that's the shita of Rashi too. That where a certain mitzvah consists of Maisa Avere. Not if the Maisa Avere was a medium, was a step to the mitzvah. Then of course it's not lacking the Kima mitzvah. If it was just a step, a means, not an end. But if the Maisa Avere and the Maisa mitzvah are one act, So then, Rashi Shita is that there is no Kema Mitzvah. And there's some Mimela, he couldn't be Kena. He couldn't be Kena because the Kinyan is for the Mitzvah. And if so in case, so the second Rashi takes us, and then the Shita of Rashi too, that had it involved. And he said, in other words, so you can call it mitzvah bo avera, but I am hesitant to use the expression mitzvah bo avera in order you shouldn't be equated with the other din of mitzvah bo avera. The Gemara mentions the Gabriel Bagozo, because they are Lule Bagozo, so when one takes a Lule, he's not in there, the avera of Gesler at that moment. They are the aloha of mitzvah bo avera is something else. That if the heftze of the mitzvah has a shem levi of aveire, so then you cannot use it as a heftze of mitzvah. So in other words, because gizl is a shem levi of aveire in the heftze, I mentioned it. I mean, number of times, not on mechizchino's kashi, because the halacha is that sukos you also beresh asfino, and then somebody gathered it. So he's not Yitzi, because it's a Sukkot Shulot. There is a special Tzakosu, there is a Sukkot Shulot, not Yitzi. But Sukkot Shulot also got a Karka, and then somebody got on the Karka, he dispossessed the Bailim and he settled it. So he is Yitzi in Mitzvah Sukkot. So why? Because Karka even exists. So the Mechaschino has the Kashi against the Rambam says that even though Karka is even exists, but the love of Mitzvah is Ebeya, so why do we say that Sukkot Shulot also, Shepono ala Karka, and then somebody gazled it. So he's Mikhail Mitzvah. But let the aloha of Mitzvah Avera apply. He's even a citizen. So my father said that he mentioned in Yerushalmi Shabbos that if somebody, let's say, if somebody gazles a matzah and eats it, so he's not Mikhail Mitzvah Matzah. But if Pesach night happens to be Friday night, and he's made to the matzah which is Arabi, and he eats it, so he's the kind of mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi has the question, why? So the Yerushalmi in the Teretz, Tamon Hamatzi Avere, Bram Hochel Namatzi Avere. So my father said, the pshat is, mitzvah bom Avere does not mean that if the mitzvah was done as a result of an Avere, so he's not the kind of mitzvah. If he did an Avere, so he's held responsible for the Avere, but it does not affect the Kima Mitzvah. Mitzvah bom Avere implies that if there is a Shem Levi of Avera on the Heftze, let's say Gozo has a Shem Levi of Avera on the Heftze, so it cannot be used as a Heftze of Mitzvah, it cannot be Mikhail the Mitzvah with the Ruva Gozo or a Matzah Shulo. But when it's made to the Matzah Shusarabi, so there is no Shem Levi of Avera on the Matzah that was made to Shusarabi. So it's Mikhail the Mitzvah, it's Mikhail the Mitzvah. So that's one thing of Mitzvah Avera. So there we have to resort to the fact, that there is a Shem Levi of Avera, but this type of Mitzvah Bom Avera is a different halacha Mitzvah Bom Avera. I'm using the expression Mitzvah Bom Avera, but it's a different type. Here it means that the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Avera is the same Maisa. When someone takes a Lule Bagozo, so it's not the same Maisa. But here is the same Maisa. Now Yerushalmi, Shabbos, the same Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi says, Matzah Zuo is not Mikhail Mitzvah. So the Yerushalmi has two mandomas. One mandoma says, Ein Aveiro Mitzvah. And the other mandoma says, Ein Mitzvah Aveiro. So the Pimeisha explains it in an altogether different way. But I think that the pshat that Yerushalmi could be, that here the Yerushalmi mentions both halachas of Mitzvah Aveiro. There are two types of Mitzvah Aveiro. One din of Mitzvah Aveiro is according to everybody. That's the din of Lulav HaGozo. So that means if there is a Shem Levi of Avera and the Heftze, some Melee cannot be kind of Mitzvah with such a Heftze of Mitzvah, if the Heftze of Mitzvah has a Shem Avera. So much of Zuo. So the Yerushalmi says, why is not the kind of Mitzvah Ein Avera Mitzvah? In other words, a Heftze of a Mitzvah that has a Shem Levi of Avera cannot be the kind of Mitzvah. If the Heftze of the Mitzvah, the matzah, that's the heftz of the mitzvah, has a shem levi avera. Then another man don't give another reason. Another reason. He says, a mitzvah avera. I mean, that's not in accordance with the pshat of the Benetia and the Kormeda. They explain Yerushalmi in altogether a different way. But it could be explained. In other words, here it's like the yom that is parallel based in the source. So according to the second portion of the Tzves, so he's not king. He's not kidding. Why isn't he kidding? See, there is. because Nita is not an El. So the second Russian takes this holds that here is not Canaan, because in order to be Canaan, there must be a mitzvah of him. And here we cannot be retiring the mitzvah of him, in as much as the same Maisa mitzvah is a Maisa Aveire. The Maisa mitzvah consists in the Bia, and the Aveire of Nido consists in the Bia. So that's another aloha of mitzvah of Aveire. That's the second Mandora who says, a mitzvah Aveiro, the Maisa mitzvah cannot consist of a Maisa Aveiro. If the Maisa mitzvah and the Maisa Aveiro is ein Ach, so the melee, by Bible, by God's so we can only apply the aloha of mitzvah of Aveiro.